Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbi. And let's thank Helmut and Dwight with the home run. Yes, it's exactly this time from the hour of 1800 hours to 1900 hours where we look at aspect of business, aspect of trade, economics, and everything which is happening at home. Everything which is happening at home, particularly when we speak about home, we speak about Namibia. We look at what are those things that has to do with bread and butter. Because we cut across, because when you speak about economics, when you speak about business, it's not only about distribution of the scarcity of resources, but it's also about policies, it's about laws, it's about behaviors of citizens and leaders too. And what can we do to make sure that, you know, we get the Namibia that we want, to make sure that we do what we have been saying we were going to do. We follow the plan. How come we end up diverting on the plan? We are asking those difficult questions. That's why we invite you to the conversation. So we understand that some of you are on your way home. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are working extra hours just to increase those bucks, increase those dollars to make sure that when you go on holiday, when this ever come, at least you have something to say. At least you have something to say and also you have something to bring on the table because, you know, as today we are celebrating International Men's Day, must be able to understand that the men, we are born and made from a different skin, must be able to understand that whatever is coming in front of you, you must be a man when situation become tough. You know, there's always debate to say, okay, in terms of international human rights, we are equal. But, you know, there's always situation that require a man to be there. That's why today we must be able to celebrate our day and also make sure that we discuss men issues. Men in business, men in politics, men in, you know, NGOs, and also what does it mean to be a man, and in fact what does it mean to be a Namibian man, and especially today when it's our day, do not let anybody to define how men should be, but a man who can protect, a man who can be strong, and also a man who understand when and how to contribute to the economic of the country, and also a man who respect women and with character, and also somebody who can also be able to be sent to the front line to defend the state. And in the developed world, it's no more about being sent to the front line to defend the state in terms of, you know, in terms of physical, you know, military engagement. But we need men who we can send to economic warfront. To economic warfront, how is the game plan in terms of economic warfront? Do we have that? We do have those kinds of men who can contribute to the economy of the country, who can fight a very good fight when it's coming to the economy. Or we just have men who are just men for the sake of being men. But let us, especially this day, we must celebrate and also look at what can we do, what impact can we do, either at the informal businesses, at the informal sector. Because when you look at the struggle of SMEs in Namibia, when you look at the struggles of SMEs in Namibia, apart from now, you know, incorporating taxi drivers and also contractors in terms of building, but most of women are the one who are at the forefront of economic struggle, regardless of the challenges that they go through. But at this juncture, when you speak about men and the economy, we must also speak about what is needed, and also what do we need to do new, and also what can we do differently, and how do you tackle issues of mental health, issues of gender-based violence, and all those critical issues. And to take the front line, especially when it's coming to economic war front. So, before we go to the conversation for today, you know, I was just watching, you know, I was not really, those days interested in these beauty pageant things, but you know, when, ladies come on board, such as, Johanna Swartboy, and also we speak about Prisca Anyolo, speak about, Chelsea Shikongo and, the Selma Kamanya, and many others, be able to realize that those who brought the Namibian flag up, friend, those who brought the Namibian flag up and continue to do so must be respected. And looking at things and looking at preliminary performance, especially to Miss Namibia, can be able to see that the possibility is very high. The possibility is very high that we'll come out with something there. Possibility is very high because these are just preliminary, you know, performance that we are seeing. But the real battle will be on the 21st of this month. That is Friday. And, we have to see how the outcome will be, particularly when, our own one and only, Miss Namibia is representing us there in Thailand. And, it will be a show to watch. It will be a show to watch where the natural beauty will be in contestation with, everyone. And that will be in the Impact Challenger Hall in Parkrent. That is Thailand. And, it's always very important to make sure that we support who is our own. And, we wish, the best. So, yes, the conversation for today, we are going to speak about accountability. But before we go to the aspect of accountability and taking, you know, responsibility of, national developmental affairs, just to give you updates on what is happening in the Namibian economy. What is happening in the Namibian economy? And, I was looking at, here, the statement from, Bank of Namibia. This indicated that, you know, the chief of central bank, that is, Johannes Kauhab, is going to step down. That is going to be at the end of this year. He's going to step down. And, he's also one of the developing Namibian economy. And, you know, he was the head of, or he is still the head of, central bank of Namibia. And, the statement for BON indicating that, you know, the board of directors of Bank of Namibia, thanking him for his, exceptional work, his contribution to Namibia financial system, and also, you know, his boldness in terms of reform. And, he's also quite, you know, strong character to look into. Because, and, also to see how is the future of Bank of Namibia will be, who is going to be, the next, chief. But one of the things that, also, stated in this statement is, that, you know, Mr. Kauhab, or Johannes Kauhab, has led the bank during, you know, during tough, and also during, difficult, moments, especially. Look at his appointment that time of COVID-19 and where the economy of the world, was shaking. Well, you see that, you know, that time, economy of the world was shaking, was appointed on the 1st of June, 2022. And, he has to lead, Bank of Namibia throughout those, you know, those years. But, so to look at, issues what's happening around the world, global economic challenges and all those things. But what is very interesting is also here to see what will happen, moving forward, and, who will be the next chief of, Bank of Namibia, because it's a very important institution, particularly when it's coming to the Namibian economy. And also maybe the aspect of connecting to say that of who will take over, especially post, December, that of who will take over. What character of a leader will take over central bank, and what are some of, the reforms that will bring on the table? Because Namibia is at a point where we do not need to make a mistake, and we must be very calculating in all the decisions that we are making. And, I think this is the time that we all need each other, whether we differ, politically, whether we differ, ideologically, whether we differ in theory, or we have different school of thoughts. But what is on the table is that is in Namibia that need to be developed. It's children that need to be sent to school, not only for the sake of education, but children sent to school for the sake of quality education. And you need somebody with character, capacity, and also a tested person to work during this economic situation. It's not easy. It's not easy, especially after the country has paid around $750 million on its Eurobond, and also to look at much money needed to cater for development looking ahead. So that is the news from Central Bank, Bank of Namibia, and also to look forward. But yeah, the conversation for today that will happen, especially after a very short commercial break, we are going to look at issues of accountability and also responsibilities. And in that juncture, we are also going to see at one point leaders coming out and also indicating that they are responsible for the success and also for the failure, and what can we learn from them. Because looking at other countries, it's quite opposite. Because when you look at institution, when you look at government, when you look at either private or NGO, it's quite very difficult to see who is accountable to what he or she has done, or what he or she was supposed to do. And at that point in time, at this point in time, it's also quite very important also to look at what are some of the examples of leaders who came out and say, no, I think here I've done something wrong, I apologize, and at this point in time, let us advise and do differently. Because if you don't look for advice, if you don't look for improvement, there will never be a time that you find out that you are wrong. Have you ever asked yourself, have you ever seen within your community, within your area, within your constituency, within your region, a leader who came out and say, I think I failed at this project, I need advice on this? Have you ever seen a leader who came and said, no man, the plan that I proposed was not right, and I have to be vulnerable enough to say, I'm not good at this. Let me say, I'm not good with project management, and I need advice with project management. Have you ever seen that? And it's rare. And we are going to point them out, those who accept their mistakes, and also those who need to be protected for accepting that they are not able. Not to be too diplomatic enough and say, no, it could be the system, or there need to be some improvement. Sometimes failure should not be celebrated, but should be handled, because as human beings, nobody is perfect, whether how educated we are, whether how many degrees we have obtained, whether how many years of experience we have. There is always an aspect of where you have done wrong, because as public appointment come out with celebration, it's also very important when challenges come and also they are held head on. That's why it's very important when we see that it's easier for those who come on board to understand where are things standing, where do they come from, and how we should move forward. And this can also be compared to institutions such as SOEs, ministries, agencies, and NGO, and to look at the trend when you look at that. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are here. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. And you can also engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401, because we are saying the conversation should not only be one directed. It's a conversation which is accommodative, and it's a conversation which can allow everybody to bring in one cent of the conversation, so that we'll see how can we hold each other accountable. How can we accept the mistakes that we have done? How do you deal with failures? And it can also start from an individual point of views. When you as a human being listening to me, when you did not achieve what you wanted to achieve, what did you do when you realized that, Neman, I wanted to do my PhD, I wanted to do my master's, I wanted to do my degree, or I wanted to complete a certain project, or I wanted to, you know, to invest in this project for 6 months, but I only invested for 1 week, and things did not go well. Who do you blame when a situation like that happened? Because we have to start at a personal level. When was the last time that you have apologized as an individual before we go to business, before we go to leadership at the bigger, at the highest level? When was the last time that you have apologized? You went to an argument, because sometimes you can go to an argument or you can blame somebody, then you find out about the truth, but you never went to the person and say, man, I think, chief, you know, that time I think I was very sorry and, I did not, do the right thing. And, I think I'm willing to change next time. I did not look at you from the perspective I should have looked at you from, but I found out about the truth. Do you know what that is doing to you? That is also saying, if you are not able to do that, one day when you get a position of authority, you can squander the resources as you want and you will never come out to apologize and also to build back trust and relationship with your team that this is what they have been done. So it's happening in politics. It's happening in international level, and it's also happening particularly in Africa. It's happening particularly to those who have public offices or institution with resources, and where supposed to be institutions which supposed to assist people, take people out of poverty, but we do not take responsibilities of our mistake. And that is one of the problem, because we continue to blame the system, continue to scapegoat. And we'll continue also to speak about sabotage. You know, people do not want me. When did people start not to like you? When things start not going well or what? No, people don't, you know what? People don't want me there. People, they are sabotaging and all these things. You hear these stories, especially those who find it, or those who did not perform as it was supposed to perform. And how do we build the culture of accountability and responsibility and understanding that for you to be a human being, you don't need to be an A student in all things. There are things that you don't do well, and there are things that you do well. And how do we build that among our people and move forward? So let's look at a short commercial break. Then we can come through with a conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendife nawa nukumona oijabwiri nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida.
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment, and today we are looking at an individual, we are looking at you as a human being, we are looking at the leaders, and we are also looking at those who were charged with the responsibilities of implementing projects, particularly national developmental project. You know, there was a time, I think it's 2024, during the campaign, there was an issue of the stadium where the minister of youth was supposed to be in charge of renovating of the stadiums so that Namibian players can play at international standard in Namibia. And one of the leaders, and at that time Memene Tumbo said, no, we cannot have leaders who, you know, are not telling us the truth, because she thought project was already on course. She thought project were already running. Now the question is that now, apart from that project, which is not yet completed, although there were people who were given that responsibility of coming up with that project, there are other national developmental projects that are just abandoned, and things are not operational, and everybody is very quiet. And when you go and ask an individual, for example, you ask those project leaders to say what really happened, one of the things that they will indicate, if they don't scapegoat, There was never a person who come out and say, I did not complete this clinic because I did not plan very well. There was never a leader who came out that I did not complete this project because I follow a wrong plan, or I use a wrong architecture, or I use a cheaper engineer. There was never somebody who came out, and somebody was not supposed to come out publicly, but somebody was supposed to confess and allow those who give you responsibility to rethink about where do you need assistance. Because sometimes it's not about you being punished, it's about where do you need assistance. Where do you need assistance, and what other skills are you lacking in? Because when you come out like that, it's more easier for you to get technical assistance and move forward. And when you're coming from a short commercial break, I'll give you examples of leaders in Namibia who present that characters and we should emulate them.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben ganz neue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt, und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Yeah, there is an indication to say, you know, when appointments to national responsibilities are announced, there is happiness. There is, relations, there is good promises, and there is smiles everywhere. When people are given key responsibility, national development, either is in Namibia or abroad, there is always celebration. And that is a point, it's a time where the country has high hope and expectation. When cabinet is appointed, everybody is very happy. But when it's an end of a term, where people are looking at to say, okay, 5 years is coming to an end. Come here and sit here, minister, former minister of We can take any, let's take finance, let's take agriculture. What was in your plan? Why you have planned this, you got this money, and people are still buying food from South Africa? More than 50% of the food are coming from South Africa. What is that you did not do well, that other person who will come after you will not repeat the same mistakes? What is that you did not do well? Then you can take any, you can take, okay, mine, come here. Yeah. This is what's the plan, initial plan. This is your evaluation report to say, okay, now is end of the term. What is your achievement? What are your success? Because I was so embarrassed when I attended BON, you know, this creative industry symposium. Then there was a certain leader of a certain institution who took a platform and spoke about creative industry and the contribution of their institution to creative industry. And I was asked by one journalist to say, look, what have you done within your institutions to make sure that you expand this? Why are you in this platform, for example, anyway? Why are you in this platform? And give me one success story that your institution have done. I'm not going to tell you who. It's up to you to go and check what were some of the reactions. And it's quite embarrassing because instead of an individual or a professional to stand up and say, I think my institution here did not perform well. We did not do well. We have failed. Either we did not have capacity or it was structure, a failure. Something must be explained, not to defend. Because if somebody asks you to say, you said you did this, you have a budget, but what, give me one success story that you have done within your sector. Mind you, there is none. So what is to, none. There is nothing within that answer. And I was there sitting and asking myself to say, why are you speaking? Why can't you apologize to the public? Why do you have to continue doing this when you are in the room with most educated people, people who can read between the lines? Because have you seen people listening to you, but they understand that you are not telling them the truth, but they are letting you to go on? But the thing I'm trying to indicate here is that when are we going to come to the point? Because in other countries, when a leader has done something wrong, or where he is finding out that his policies are not needed, they resign. Go to UK. We can say whatever you want about UK. There are things that UK is not doing well. But when you look at their governance, Prime Minister, when your policies are not supported by the majority, they resign. They don't cling to power. They resign and they become ordinary MP. How many British Prime Minister, Prime Minister the British had in the past 5 years? Go and do your research and understand that there is an aspect of accountability and also taking responsibility to say, no matter what, I'm going to move this project. If they don't want this project to go on, it means that they also do not are not happy with what I'm doing. Then they go down. One given a comparison to say, in China, when a politician commit a crime, they give him or her death sentence. It's non-negotiable, death sentence. And in Africa, commit a crime, they parade you in a public platform. What can we do to change our system? Not really to say to be like China, but what can we do to change our system so that at least we can be a country with better institutions? It's a country with better institutions, and also a country with leaders who are transformational leaders. And the transformational leaders also, those leaders who are able to give others who take power after them opportunity to orient them and point out their weakness. You know, looking at watching Madlanga Commission and also South African Ad Hoc Committee on Inquiry on the Criminal Justice System, there's one thing which came into my mind, especially when Beko Kwake said, the former Minister of Police was, questioned at that inquiry. Then he gave a statement to say there is always an aspect of orientation and there is always an aspect of handover in leadership. Because when you do a handover, you indicate to a person who is coming to say, these are the challenges. When you need assistance, this is how I'm going to do it. But in Namibia, you only see leaders at the point of appointment. But when they are no more in power, either they are stepped down, they reshuffled, you don't see them anymore. You don't see them. It become personal. We are not saying we should go and hunt them. But it's a matter of being accountable to the people that either elected you to parliament, elected you to that position, or gave you support so that we can get that national responsibility. So there is always an aspect of sabotage. There is always sabotage, or somebody did not want me. It was a political game. And you are also asking yourself to say, if we continue with this trend of looking at technicalities of things rather than looking at ourselves. Go to, for example, I don't want to speak about Namdi and other SOEs. Nobody is guilty there. Nobody is guilty. People are defending themselves with everything that they have. No one is guilty there. No one can say, okay, I was here, I may take that responsibility. Even the head of security saying, no, but nothing is wrong, but things are not going well. And there is one leader who moved me, and I think it's very important to mention him. You know, when there was an incident in September, especially with correctional services officials, I think the incidents claimed the life of about 15 people. And there was public, views and scrutiny and all these things on social media that Rafael Hamnyera spoke and said, I take the responsibility and I'm taking the blame. He did not say the driver who was driving was not, okay. He did not blame the mechanic who serviced the cars of correctional services. He did not blame, the people who made sure that they overload in that car. He did not blame them. He said, I'm the leader. I should take the blame. And all those things must come on my shoulder. And I'm willing to learn. And he indicated that we need assistance. Where is that? Because that is leadership. Because leadership is not about defending yourself. It's taking accountability and responsibility when things get tough. To say all the blames come to you. And imagine if we have politicians who are like that to say, I take responsibility of this. I failed here and I need assistance, because that is what you call service. You cannot just defend yourself even at an open ground. That present for me something, there is none, and you are saying, no, we have tried our best. There is this policy that we have passed, and we spoke at this committee and we did this. But what have you done, Chief? What have you done? So those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And also the student of leadership should go beyond what is on the books to say, when you are learning leadership at university, when you are learning leadership at the leadership training programs and all other special programs, when you are at that platform, what sector of accountability, how can you incorporate the philosophy of African leadership, where the difference between African philosophy of leadership and also Western leadership is that African leadership philosophy has been based on advisory, because there is an aspect to say, you cannot be wise without advisors. Even kings and chiefs, they always have advisors. So, you know, in terms of this technical field, I need this advisor. Instead of traditional laws, I need this advisor. Medication, I need this advisor. Land, there is this advisor. Marriage, there is this advisor. Warfare, there is this advisor. But that is also the aspect of leadership that we want everybody to incorporate in, because when we speak about we Namibians leading toward 2030 and beyond, we cannot continue like this, because we don't have a result. We don't have results yet, because we blame the system, we blame the law. When we become lawmakers, we blame other things. When you become a head of an institution, you blame sabotagers. When you are removed, you blame the leader. Now, who is the problem? Who is the problem? Why can't we learn from our mistakes? why can't we have people now? Because the good thing about Namibian politics is like it's not brutal and violent like many other countries. Leaders have they can speak out freely, especially when they resign. Why these who resign from offices cannot come out and give advices to this one who are in the field? Because you watch football well when you are outside than when you are playing it, because that time you're only looking at the ball. Why can't we do that? And why can't we accept the mistakes that we have done so that others can also learn from that instead of allowing others to struggle? Because the way we face things, when you deal with data, when you deal with records, before something have happened, you can be able to see, because data, they are always showing a pattern. Data are already showing a pattern, and they are telling stories. Before the story come out, data are already showing that this is what have happened. So that is a conversation. That is a conversation, especially when you speak about leadership, we speak about accountability, to say, when do we lose each other? It's when you become a CEO and you disappear from thin air. Or it's when you become a minister and you disappear from thin air. Or when you become a minister and finish your term and evaluate what you have done so that you can assist those who are coming in. It's when you become a lawmaker and you just disappear from thin air. You lose connection with community and the public which was supporting you. How many of lawmakers have connection with the public and they are still talking to the public? How many of them came back and say, no, when I say I was going to speak on your behalf, this is what I mean, this is what I spoke? Or we just still have to wait them to come after, few years when they still want power. You know, power is good, but power is very good when it's handled very well and it's used for the benefit of the Namibian people. Because when you look at the Namibian economy, when you look at the data, when you look at institutions, when you look at global changes, when you look at competition, when you look at us continue importing toothpicks, somebody said something about that discussions, which is true. You when you look at the situation that we are, that we are not able to make toothpicks until now, then you're asking yourself, somebody must be held accountable. Somebody could have done a mistake. Somebody who was dealing with trade policy, somebody who has signed a certain agreement, must come out and also assist to say, where is the problem? If you are still not be able to make your own toilet papers, if you are still not able to make full school uniforms for the whole country from your own country, then somebody must be held accountable. If you are still not be able to trace finance lost through cybersecurity until now, and nobody's talking about that, then something is not right. Because accountability is also include not being on a defense mode every time. At the other time, there were a lot of media statements, and also the aspect of GIPF, which is a very good institution, and it's an institution that hold I think the national assets of the country. There is no other institution which hold national assets than GIPF. But when I was reading between the lines, when around 800 million of investment loss in South Africa, the statement which came in, we know it's PR, but sometimes it's not what it was supposed to be. Sometimes we can just come out and say, no, we are sorry, this is what have happened, somebody has to be held accountable for this. But instead of coming and say, no, it's just 0.4% of money, other money is still intact. 800 million is not chicken change to anybody. It's not chicken change to anybody. No one has that money as an individual. So those are the conversations that we must have to say. If we don't have an agency, if we do not have a platform of holding institutions accountable, there's a committee in South Africa, they call it POCA. It's dealing with public service, which has to do with deal with SOEs and also those who, have not really to say committed crime, but when they have to be questioned, you have to appear before that committee that deal with, public enterprises in South Africa. And it's quite very interesting when you are looking at that to see that of who was given the responsibility to handle finance, or that of who was given the responsibility to handle resources on behalf of the state and its people must appear before that that committee so that they explain in public. Then that is what you call accountability. If they are found guilty, something happened to them. If they are not found guilty, if they are found with some fault, they need assistance, because when we look at our legal system, most of the people, they're looking at it as a punitive approach, but it was supposed to be a correctional in its nature to say a certain decision was made, money was lost, but measures have been taken to prevent this trend to continue again. So that is a conversation that we are standing in today to say why and when are we going to stop blaming the system? When are we going to stop blaming our PAs? When are we going to stop blaming our drivers? When are we going to stop, blaming the law and also take responsibilities like what the Teravera has done to say, no, blame me. I'm the head of that. Even if he was not the head of operation, he's the head of the whole institution of correctional services. But he said, I lost 15 of my people, senior officials. That situation could have been, avoided. And we need assistance. And you know what has done? That has already opened up for people to come in. And it's easy for people to forgive you. I can't just trust you with the institution to run, then you disappear from nowhere. Then there's no accountability. So that is a conversation that we must have. Sometimes it's also easy for you to clear the air so that you're given another responsibilities too. Or maybe you can be, advise others on not repeating the same mistakes that you have done. Because looking at other countries like that, what other countries are doing, I like what's happening in Ghana and also in Senegal, Ivory Coast and Kenya, particularly when you look at the mining, for example, because these countries have realized that mining contribute hugely to their GDP. Recently, Senegal made sure that they created a trading center, especially for gold, so that they prevent losing of money through illegal smuggling out of gold from Senegal. And on the other side of Ghana, we can also be able to realize that what the government of Ghana has done, particularly the proposal from the Minister of Finance to be implemented in 2026, is that there will be no more VAT for exploration of minerals in Ghana. And that is quite a development, because it will allow those small scale miners to get opportunity also to fully partake in those operations, as they contribute larger scale miners. So those are some of the development. But when you look at DRC, they are also looking at reforms in their mining industry, their mining laws. Then the question is, what is Botswana, Namibia, and other Southern African countries are doing? What is Namibia doing? How effective are we? And also, when are we planning to reform our mining laws to allow that, we strengthen those mining laws and allow Namibian economy to be intact, because that is our God-given resources. It has been there. The colonizer came and went, and we are still standing. Why can't we make sure that we refine those laws and also protect ourselves and make sure that we save our people? Because it's not correct that we are still talking about the basic needs, where other countries are speaking about going to Mars, or other countries are planning for 100 years, while we are only planning what we are going to eat on Friday. So let's look at this short commercial break. then we can continue with the conversation. It's 51 minutes past the hour of 1800 hours. We have around nine minutes before we come to the end of the conversation. You can still engage us at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Sweet, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment, with me, David Shombe, and, one of the questions that, we are asking is to say, how do we promote the culture of accountability and also take responsibilities of failures when it's coming to national development? Have we gone back to the public and apologized to them that, we couldn't complete a certain project because of some challenges, or we just, finding a scapegoat? We blame, scapegoats. We blame, sabotagers and enemies of progress. We also blame many other things that Africans like to blame. But what is the reality of the fact is that a human being also, there is also things that we do that contribute to our own failures. But it's only up to us when we go deep down into ourselves and also, accept the fact that we are not perfect and we can fail. Then it's easier for us to build trust and also expand the strength of our institutions that we are leading, so that we can be able to reach the end goal. And the end goal is the greater good of all Namibians. The end goal is one of the priorities to say is formalization of informal sectors. To say that is one of the end goals, particularly when you look at national priorities. The end goal is to reduce poverty or eradicate poverty. I like the term of eradicating poverty. We say poverty can be eradicated. Standard of living can be uplifted, and can only be uplifted not by perfect leaders. We do not need perfect leaders. We need human beings. Not perfect leaders who don't make mistakes. We need human beings who make mistakes and can accept their mistakes and also give feedback to their people and also lead them toward the right directions. I always look at issues of local authority with different lens of analysis, especially when you look at local authority and development, the relationship between the city of Windhoek, for example, and also our line ministry of urban and rural development. I look at that with a different lens of analysis to say who is a senior here, what respect was city was supposed to give, what also respect and independence was a ministry were supposed to give to this city, and what is the impact of unsolved conflict between this? Who is to be blamed? Although we don't look at who is to be blamed, what are the challenges, and who should be held accountable for inability of progress within the city, for example, and also assist in delivering of services to the people of Namibia. Because when you move around different towns of Namibia, you'll be able to realize that Namibia needed assistance. Namibians needed assistance or need assistance as soon as yesterday, as soon as 2016, as soon as 2014. When you move around, you'll be able to see. Some people, they just literally need to eat. Some people, they just need a shelter. Some people, they are not even thinking about next year. Some people, they don't know where they are going to get their food. But you're asking yourself to say, we have people who we trust so much, but what are they doing? Why are they struggling? What assistance do they need? Because the fact that they say they need assistance, then that will be a ticket for them to get assistance and also to get community assistance instead of blaming. But yeah, it's 58 minutes past the hour of 1800 hours, and we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. We speak about accountability. We speak about responsibilities. And as we are saying, we are not only talking about politicians or senior leaders or traditional leaders or local authority leaders. We also speak about ourselves. We also speak about ourselves to say, when was the last time that I did an assessment on myself and I look at mistakes which I have done and I accept that, no man, I think I did something wrong. When was the last time that you have apologized for not completing a certain project? Then you have to learn from there. When was the last time that you have asked for assistance? So, from me, David Shombe, I'll leave you in the good hands of from Tuma team. That is Uncle Fly and Okapateka Toka to discuss what is in the package of Tuma. And yeah, enjoy your evening, and also take care of yourself. Bye-bye for now, and see you around.